one of the biggest things that I liked was how the offense operated under Pat Shurmur, where they kind of slowed things down a little bit. And, you know, of course, it makes you wonder a little bit if tempo wasn't as much of a theme. And, you know, you can go back and forth about that argument. But they got to the line, they slowed things down, they looked at what the defense was doing, and they adjusted their play calls. And I think that worked pretty well.
They audibled.
They did.
They audibled at the line of scrimmage.
They certainly audibled. And that was good to see. Lane Johnson actually talked about it after the game, and he said that he thought that it was the smoothest that the offense has run since the 2013 season, which was, of course, when the Eagles were, you know, they led the league in explosive plays. They set a franchise record for points that they eventually broke the next year. But just slowing it down, audibling at the line, I think as a fan, you liked what you saw from the Eagles offense in that way. And then another thing that fans liked, another thing that I liked, is DeMarco Murray running for a 54-yard touchdown on his first carry of the game. They lined Bradford up under center. And I think, and I'm sure you guys will probably agree with me, there's probably too much has been talked about, you know, does DeMarco run better in the shotgun or under center? I don't think that makes that big of a difference. But to me, just to see him lined up in the backfield, Bradford under center, they get him running straight north-south, which is what we've been talking about all season long, and he breaks it for a huge 54-yard touchdown. That was really cool to see. And then the other thing is Sam Bradford. Again, this is what we've seen in the second half of the season progressing up until this point. Obviously, with his contract being up, we don't know what his future holds. But some of the things that he accomplished this season, he set a franchise record for completions and completion percentage at 65%. The fourth most passing yards in Eagles history, and he missed two games.